around the city, there seems to be more runners than ever taking to the streets, parks and tracks across the capital. Over 80 running clubs now available in London. It's not hard to see why so many of us are getting off the sofa and putting on our trainers, even though that could possibly, you could pull a hamstring doing that, can you? With more runners comes more organised races and ways to get involved both recreationally and competitively. I'm delighted to say that Craig Thornton, who's a race director and coordinator from the race organiser, is in the studio. Good afternoon to you, Craig.
Afternoon.
Well, firstly, I mean, I suppose the thing is about running is that even though you know you can do yourself some damage, but you can do yourself some damage, you know, getting a TV remote off the floor, it's so easy to do, so easy to start, and so easy to be involved in. That's the first thing about running. You need a pair of trainers and a pair of shorts and a top.
Yeah, exactly. That's it, and I think that's why it's so popular now in London. You know, you don't need any equipment really, apart from a pair of trainers. There's loads of great places in London to run, and you know, people just use it as a bit of a release, I think, from you know, day to day work.
But what people also like is sociability with their pastimes and with their sports and with their leisure activity, don't they? So, I mean, it's all well and good going out for a trot on your own, but it's nice to be involved in something that's a bit bigger. Is that sort of what race organiser is all about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we try and put on a good programme of races where they're all quite inclusive races. Anyone can turn up and do them. Anything from a charity runner to a slightly more serious runner that's going for, you know, a bit more of a high competition. It's very good fun, you know, and as you say, people like doing it together. It's a bit boring sometimes running by yourself. A lot of people put music in, but it's quite nice, that feeling when they're, you know, a big group of you all around and you can enjoy yourself.
And to have a challenge as well. This is the other thing. I mean, you need to challenge yourself. And one way of doing that is obviously you can look at your stopwatch. But another way to do it is have other people around you that can drag you along, that you can try and improve your performance, all those sort of elements.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, people, I mean, not everyone's chasing a PB, but it's always nice to see someone that comes in and finishes a race and they say, oh, I got a PB today, which is brilliant. Yeah. You know, it's nice.
And how do you go about, I mean, what sort of races, as you say, are they races for people who are really, really serious, or, you know, do you have intermediates?
Our races are just completely open to anyone. We have everyone from beginners that have never run before, all the way up to people that are, you know, run every single weekend and just want to take part in different events. I guess our races are all a bit kind of smaller. They're all local park runs, or not park runs as such, but they're in parks.
Yeah.
So it's a bit different to one of the mass participation ones where there's a lot more people there. These are a bit smaller. However, there's still a good amount of people that turn up for them.
Yeah, what sort of numbers do you get?
We get about 1,000 probably running in the parks, which is, you know, it's good. I mean, it's a good amount of people around the parks. Most of the parks we do them are big enough, so there's enough room for everyone to get past each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good.
How much coordination then do you have to, how much work do you have to put in to make sure that, you know, the boroughs that are responsible for, you know, looking after the parks, that you liaise with them, you make sure that everyone's happy, because you don't, the last thing you want to do is annoy the neighbours.
Yeah, that's very true. Like, I mean, the parks are open to everyone. We never actually close the parks down, so everyone can still come along and enjoy them. But the I guess for us, we just try and work very closely with the actual, you know, authorities to make sure that the races are there, they're safe, everyone can enjoy them, and there's no, you know, problems on the day. That's the main thing, I guess.
Which parks do you work with?
We kind of, the main ones we work on are Regent's Park and the Olympic Park. They're two very popular venues. We run a race on the first Saturday every month in the Olympic Park, and then the first Sunday of every month in Regent's Park. All very popular races, nice to run. They're great parks to be in, and we do them quite early in the morning. So at 9:30, it's quite empty in the park, so it's a good time to actually be in them before the masses descend for the afternoon picnics.
And what sort of distances?
Most of the ones we go for are 10K. I think that's quite an achievable distance for people.
Yeah.
Bit more than a 5K, bit more of a challenge, but still not quite as far as a half marathon or a marathon. So it's a really good kind of intermediate level where people can get involved. It's enough of a challenge for people to actually get there and do it. Yeah, and it's a good, it doesn't take all day, I guess.
No, I suppose, I mean, you're looking at, I mean, even a plodder, with all due respect, but, you know, if you're plodding around 10K, you're looking about an hour and a bit, aren't you, really?
Yeah, exactly.
So you know, you get your 1,000 people through, and if you're starting at 9:30, but come 11 o'clock, you're virtually done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the idea. And it's good. I mean, it's just a nice thing to do. I mean, doing them on a morning, like, kind of, as you say, it's nice to get everyone together, and it's always a good atmosphere just before a race, everyone kind of putting the deep heat on and all the rest of it. So it's good.
And what about you? I'm taking you haven't encountered any problems, and so far, I mean, London seems to be fairly amenable. There have been stories over the last few months. What you do is not park runs. That's a completely different thing.
Yeah.
But it's all part of the same sort of attempt to get people out running and being active. How important is it to try and fit in with what you know, everyone else's usage of open space, because it's caused a bit of controversy. And I personally, if I'm going to speak personally, I don't understand why park runs have got into so much trouble. You know, these are spaces that you're encouraging people to be active in an open space, which we've all been told we should be doing more of.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I mean, I think park runs brilliant. I mean, it's been such a great way of getting so many people active, and it's such a, you know, an easy thing to do. They run every single week. You know exactly where they are. They're in your local park. It's great, and it's actually brought a lot of people on to get taking up the sport a bit more full time and doing, you know, longer distances and getting involved in some of the bigger events. I don't know why they've come under so much pressure either, to be honest. I just think that kind of like people that use the parks, they should, you know, as long as the organisers are respectful for the other people in the park, they're not doing any harm as such. It's not like they're making noise or anything in there. It's just a run. So yeah, it's good to work with them, but one of those things.
If someone was interested, I mean, and there's been various campaigns that the NHS have promoted this, SOFA to 5K, for example,
yep.
You know, various other ways of getting people active. If someone wanted to start running, you know, a 10K is, as you say, is a good target, it's 6 miles to aim for, but someone's not run for a while, maybe they've never properly thought about jogging or running, what would your advice be? How do you start? If you identified maybe one of the runs that you organise, one of the races you organise, and go, I quite fancy that. Someone who's starting virtually from a standing position, how much time should they give themselves to just get themselves so they can turn up and be comfortable?
I think to get comfortable in a run, it takes about a month, I think. That's quite a short amount of time, and I'm not saying it's going to be an easy journey for a month. Yeah. But, you know, I think if you're running like 2 times a week over that period of time for a month, I think you can get up to a level of fitness which is enough to kind of get around a 10K course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, it's just one of those things that people have to take it easy, really. I think quite often when people start running, they'll go all guns blazing and try and do 10K straight away. I mean, just build it up slowly, you know, 2K, 3K, 4K, and just every week over the, you know, over that month period, just slowly build it up. And then when you actually get to the event, that should be your time when you're trying to run your 10K for the first time, you know, to actually get there. That would be my advice, I think.
Spend a little bit. If you're going to spend any money, spend it on your footwear, though, because...
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. Most important part, I think.
You must have seen some sights.
Yes, yeah. We've had plenty of blisters and all sorts of going on at the races. I think that's the key to it, really. I mean, a nice pair of trainers, good running top, and you're away then, really.
I mean, I've seen people running on towpaths wearing what looked like not even deck shoes, virtually flip-flops. Yeah. But they're out running and you think, what are you wearing? Why are you doing that?
Yeah, I think it's really important. Yeah, there's plenty of places you can buy a good pair of running trainers now. I think just worth spending that initial, you know, bit of cash just to get you going, and then, you know, it's going to make all the difference going forward.
And as far as the social element is concerned, some people may be fearful. They may think, oh, I'm going to turn up and it's going to be like the start of the Olympic marathon, and everyone's going to be focused and they're going to be looking nowhere. They're not going to look at their competitors. They're going to zoom off. I mean, how important is it for the races that you have to ensure that people don't feel intimidated?
I think it's really important. You know, no one wants to turn up to a race and actually, you know, feel that they're out of their depth when they're actually doing it. So we make a big effort to kind of get everyone together beforehand. We have a little bit of a warm up before, so everyone can kind of join in the atmosphere. Because we're getting a decent turnout for most of the races, there's always someone to run with. So you'll usually find like kind of like some of the faster guys will zoom off, but there's plenty of people around there that are going to be jogging along with you. And it's quite fun, you know, as you're going around, you end up talking to someone or, you know, having a little chat as you're going around. And that's the whole point of the going to the events, really. It makes a nice, you know, social element of it, really, which is good.
Mm. And we're all being... there is an increase in activity, you know, according to figures, which Sport England have released, the BBC have released as well. But I suppose we could all do more, couldn't we, in this respect? Do you actually run, or are you too busy organising it?
Yeah, well, I still try and run as much as I can do. I don't participate in as many events as I used to, but yeah, I still get out and do at least 2 or 3 runs a week.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
But you on the day, you're actually...
Yeah, on the day, unfortunately, we're usually
busy
running around, yeah. Kind of.
So how can people find out about this?
Well, on our website or social media, the website's theraceorganiser.com. There's all our races listed on there. So we do quite a few, probably 2 or 3 a month now.
Right.
Our next one's in Greenwich Park, which is next weekend. So if anyone fancies coming down on Sunday, there's a open ticket there to come and give it a try. Yeah, and that's it, really. They're kind of like,
so Greenwich Park, the Olympic Park, Regent's Park, have you got locations all over London?
Yeah, all over London. We do, you know, some over in Essex. We do some races over there, and then we do some, you know, outside of London as well. But the majority of our races are in London, and we try and keep it in the Royal Parks because they're just great places to run, really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's nothing better than running around, say, Hyde Park or Regent's Park. The Olympic Park is brilliant, you know, great place to see. You've got some great iconic sites that you can go around. So, yeah, really worth
it. And they say that actually green exercise, when I'm talking about that, it's exercise with greenery around you, actually has a greater percentage of benefit to you than maybe spin on a treadmill or running through concrete. So if you've got trees and bushes and leaves and grass and stuff, actually, just psychologically, mentally, it's better for you.
Yeah, definitely. It gets you out. I mean, London's such a busy city anyway, I think, in general. It's just nice to have a bit of open space where you can actually go and enjoy it for a change, you know, kind of like. So, yeah, it's really worth coming down.
It's a good excuse.
Good excuse to get out.
So, you know, you want to grow from strength to strength?
Yeah, that's the idea. We'll just continue to keep, you know, growing the events we do. I mean, we'd love to get involved in some of the, you know, bigger mass participation races eventually. But for us now, like, kind of, it's just a good, you know, basis where we're on now, where we've got some really nice runs, you know, good participation in them. And it's just good to keep building them up, I think. Mm.